are so happy, we're so blessed, you know. And so let's get right into the word of the Lord. Now, a major part of this word will come to us by the grace of God on Sunday. Sunday, during the service, don't miss it. You know, we always seek the Lord and so forth, wait for something very special. And for those of you that have been a part of the church for some time, you know, the Lord always gives us a word. And the season that we are in right now, you know, why, this is why we should be celebrating life. Hallelujah. Because 2 years ago, at the beginning of the pandemic, before it began, the Lord gave us the word that he was going to make a differentiation between us and the rest of the world. How many of you remember that? Praise the Lord. And he did. And he has kept us true for 2 years. And so at a time like this, I want to just share a few words with you. We're going to have a few more things tonight. You know, after this word, we're going to have the anointing service. We do this, you know, those who want to be anointed, you know, and prepare for the new year. But I want to speak a few minutes, you know, so let me speak to you just, I think I want that other mic back. Can you give me that mic? This one still keeps cutting out. Give me a mic, a handheld mic. Turn this one off. All right, thank you. So, I want to speak to us for just a few minutes. You know, at such a time as this, the end of the year, people are always looking for a word from the Lord, a prophetic word, a prophetic word from the Lord. And I was seeking the Lord. You know, I do this all the time towards the end of the year. Take several days fasting and waiting before the Lord and just saying, Lord, you know, what next? You know, and it's like you're looking for a prophetic word. And I know a lot of people are doing that. But the Lord told me something. I'm going to tell it to you right now. That this coming year, don't be just looking for a one-time prophetic word, and I shared this on Kingdom First Network already, that, you know, you need to be walking through this whole year in the prophetic. Amen. Now, let me explain that. We are always looking for a word from the Lord, and I need to hear from the Lord all the time. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And the strangers, they will not follow, because they know not the voice of strangers. So we need a prophetic word. But we don't need to look for a prophetic word only once a year. At the end of the year, or going into, you know, going to some new year, and we're all looking for a prophetic word, get all psyched up and everything like that. No. For 2022, and here are the things I want you to write down today. The rest of this will be continued on Sunday. But today, I'll give some here. For 2022, we must walk in the prophetic realm. And somebody say amen. The prophetic realm. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to be a prophet. No. We'll explain more of that as time goes on. But the prophetic realm is a continuous flow in his presence that's more than just you're looking for a prophetic word. And we don't need to go to some prophet to look for a prophetic word. A lot of people like to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But they did that a lot in the Old Testament. Now, we have a Holy Spirit. We are all able ministers of the New Testament. The Holy Spirit himself will speak to you. But you must practice his presence. So in this new year that we're entering into, forget the old way of seeking a prophetic word from somebody, but enter into the prophetic realm. Amen. In the prophetic realm, you are flowing and God is speaking to you all the time. All the time. Not saying you become a prophet. No. But the same word that you are looking for from a prophet, you will be hearing it direct from God. Amen. So that's one thing that I want to talk about today. And like I said, some more will come later on. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I want to talk about is, you know how we talk about, we're at the end of the year right now, and everybody say, hey, bringing in the new year, we're going into 2022, it's going to be great, and so forth. I want you to change the vocabulary for this coming year. And instead of saying, these are the things that the Lord asked me to tell you. So instead of saying, we're going into 2022, we want you to say, the Lord wants you to say, we're going through 2022. Hallelujah. Now, if the Lord tarries, he'll meet us at the other side. Hallelujah. You know, if you go into something, it might be a dead end. You know, here are some scriptures that will help you with that. Isaiah 43 and 2. When, not if, but when you pass through. So you are going to pass through. Now, passing through indicates that you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. Now, but when you go into the fire, well, I don't know if you are coming out, but if you pass through the fire, if you pass through the rivers, then you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 and verse 4. The psalmist said, and you heard me say this before, the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through, now he didn't say, yea, though I walk into the valley of, if you walk into the valley of the shadow of death, you might not come out. But when I walk through, see, he has already declared, even before he got there, that he's coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. So don't say, check your vocabulary, watch your words. Don't say, oh, we're going into this year. Oh, we just came into this year. No. Well, it's just a passage of time. Did you know that 2 years have passed quickly since this pandemic? Hallelujah. But we passed through. Amen. Can somebody give the Lord a hand clap because we passed through? Put up for me Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 6. You know, the Lord, sometimes he would remind the people. You know, he would remind them of the things that he has taken them through. And each time, the Lord used the same word, through. He said, look, you know, people forget that the Lord is the one that brought us out of the land of Egypt and led us through the wilderness. Everybody say through. He also led us through a land of deserts and of pits. He led us through a land of drought. And he also led us through the shadow of death these last 2 years. Hallelujah. Amen. And he led us through a land that no man has passed through and where no man dwells. So God was always pointing out this. So two key words here. First keyword is, key phrases. First one is a phrase. Not just looking for a prophetic word in this new year. Enter into the prophetic realm. That's one. Second thing is, we're not going into this new year. We're passing through. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen to that? If the Lord tarries, we'll be on the other side. So that's what passing through means. And you know, people, when they're going through stuff, you ask somebody, you say, well, how you doing? I say, well, I'm going through some stuff right now. Well, and I say to people, by your own admission, you just said you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. Nobody ever say, I'm going through some things right now. People say, I'm going through some things. Well, you're going through. Praise God. So 2022 is for passing through. And he will see us through. Amen. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. In this story, the Lord, and I love this story, Because the Lord, he told the disciples, he said, look, put up Mark 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. The Lord said to his disciples, he said, let us pass over to the other side. It's kind of like, pass over to the other side. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Jesus didn't say, let us go into the boat and perish. He said, let us pass over to the other side. You know, and so once he said that, whether the boat was tossed up and down, whether there will be tempests that will slam against it, it didn't matter anymore after that, because he said, let us go to the other side. Amen. Are you still with me? You're awfully quiet today. You all been fasting? Praise God. Let us go over to the other side. If the disciples would have paid attention to his word, Jesus, he knew that the word that he said would sustain itself. Once the Lord speaks the word, the word will sustain itself. It didn't matter if a tempest was coming. Jesus already spoke the word. So his kingdom man, he's going to sleep. He's not going to fret about the storm. The storm can come, but we are going to the other side. Amen. Now, God doesn't always have to rebuke the storm. So let me tell you something. And I stood right here on this platform, January, first Sunday of January 2020. And I said, storm is coming this year. I didn't know anything about coronavirus then. It wasn't even announced here until March. Storm's coming, and we won't believe, but God will make a differentiation. Amen. And let me tell you some other stuff right now. You know, you don't know what 2020 is going to bring. Stuff may slam against you, but you are passing through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put your hands together for that. We are passing through. Doesn't matter what comes at you. Don't be like the disciples. Don't run to Jesus and say, Master, don't you care that we perish? And Jesus got up and said, what's happening? What's happening? He said, well, we're about to perish. He said, oh, perish? You can never perish when Jesus is in the boat. Amen. Jesus is in the boat. You are secure. Now, it's not the mastery of the shipmaster. It's not the lack of tempest that's going to get you to the other side. No. Despite the tempest, whether the shipmaster knows how to steer the ship or not, the word will get you through the other side. Amen. The word was, let us go, let us pass over to the other side. You know, so that's what I want to share with us today. And there are some other key things that I will share on Sunday by the grace of God. For those of you that fellowship here with us, you know, if you miss that one, I'm sure you're going to really miss something. Now, the year that is coming ahead of us is a year that you're going to have to leave it all out on the floor. You know, when they play the game, you say, put it all out on the floor. You know, leave it all out on the floor. You know, so something tremendous that God will say to us on Sunday, you want to be here to hear it. You know, I remember Jesus said, anyone that puts their hand on the plow and looks back. What did he say about those people? Anyone that puts their hand in the plow and looks back, not fit for the kingdom. I'm going to tell you some more things on Sunday, but let me say it to you this day. Maybe it will just whet your appetite. Every shot that you don't take is a shot that you miss. Say that to you again. Every shot you don't take. Now, if you're on the basketball court or whatever, you don't take the shot. They say, take the shot. And you don't take the shot, you miss that shot. Hello, somebody. You know, you're never going to know if you are going to make the shot if you don't try to make the shot. So if you didn't try, then you already missed the shot. I'm breaking it down so people might understand what I said. So every shot you didn't take, it's a shot that you missed. So we're going to be speaking more about that on Sunday. Because this year that we're going into, whether you are in the ministry, Whether you are an entrepreneur, you're in the marketplace, whether you are a student, you students, you're listening to me, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, this is going to be, 2022 is going to be a defining year. Can somebody say hallelujah? We're going to talk about some things on Sunday. I want to reserve that for those who will be here on Sunday. But let me also give you this. Part of what we're going to be talking about, something that God is going to give to you on Sunday that will help you throughout the year, is wrapped up in this one statement that he made to the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 14. You know, when they were backed up against the sea, verse 15, the Lord said, look, why are you, Exodus 14 and 15, why are you standing here crying? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And so, we're going to have to go forward. There is a forward command for 2022. Now, it may be a command. It may be an admonition. It may be an encouragement. It may be a prophetic word. You know, but we are going to walk in the realm of it throughout the year, because God will see us through. Amen. Praise the Lord.